A handful per gil mishnah vav. The final two mishnayos of the Masechta are pretty complex and have multiple different ways of being learned. The first case of the mishnah is chatos shenis orav b'chayva, which we're going to translate to mean bird korbanos chatos, which get mixed up with a pair of birds which are designated to fulfill a person's obligation. And we're referring to a pair of birds whose status has not yet been defined, but because it's a obligatory pair of birds, as opposed to being a voluntary korban, therefore one of the birds is going to be a korban oila, one of them is going to be a korban chatos. And we're going to understand that we're talking specifically about a case where the number of korbanos chatos, which have already been defined as a korban chatos, is the same number as the number of pairs of unspecified birds. The simplest case being two specified korbanos chatos and two unspecified birds, one of which is going to be a korban chatos, one of which is going to be a korban oila. So in total, there are 3/4 of the birds which are korban chatos and 1/4 which is a korban oila. Just half of the bird's status hasn't yet been defined. Now, ideally, if the kohen would come to ask us what he should do in such a situation, the answer is he shouldn't offer up any of those birds on the mizbeach in case he ends up applying the blood of the korbanos chatos on the top half of the mizbeach. But what happens if the kohen went ahead and he did bring all of those korbanos and he applied the blood of half of the birds on the top half of the mizbeach and half of the birds' blood on the bottom half of the mizbeach? In such case, in kosher elamin chatos b'chayva, only the number of korbanos chatos birds which are in the undefined pair or pairs are going to be valid. In the example we gave, that would mean one of the animals is going to be valid. Only one out of those two birds whose status hasn't yet been defined is supposed to be a korban chatos. And if there are a larger number, then it would always be 1/4 of the birds. They are going to be valid, because if you think about it, the worst case scenario which we need to be concerned about is that maybe both of the birds whose status has already been defined as a chatos, their blood was applied to the top half of the mizbeach, which means that they're both invalid. And even in that worst case scenario, that would mean that one of the birds is valid, because on the bottom half are both of the birds whose status has not yet been defined, and one of them is supposed to be a korban chatos, whose blood belongs on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and therefore that korban alone is going to be valid. The next case, chayvo shnayim b'chatos. If there are double the number of birds whose status has not yet been defined, that's what the term chayva refers to, a pair of birds whose status hasn't yet been defined, there are double the number of those birds to birds whose status has been defined as a korban chatos. So the simplest case would be if there are 2 korbanos chatos and 4 birds whose status hasn't yet been defined, 2 pairs. So altogether there are 6 birds, 3 pairs. The Mishnah says in this case, mechtza kosher or mechtza pasul, half of the birds will be valid, half of them will be invalid. And once again, we're talking about a case where the kohen applies half of the bird's blood on the top half of the mizbeach and the blood of the other half of the birds on the bottom half of the mizbeach. And the worst case scenario over here is that both of the birds whose status had already been defined as a chatos were, their blood was applied to the top half of the mizbeach. Now, even in that case, there's still one remaining bird whose blood was applied on the top half of the mizbeach, and that bird's status hasn't yet been defined, which means that that bird could be considered an oila, and it would be valid. And now if we move to the bottom half of the mizbeach, in this worst-case scenario that both korbanos chatos were on the top half of the mizbeach, that would mean that all 3 of the birds whose blood was applied to the bottom half, their status hasn't yet been defined. But out of those 4 birds whose status hasn't been defined, one of which is applied to the top half of the mizbeach, only two of them are supposed to be an oila, two of them are supposed to be a chatos. However, 3 of them, their blood was applied to the bottom of the mizbeach, which means that only 2 out of those 3 at the bottom are going to be valid, because one of them was supposed to be an oila and applied to the top half of the mizbeach. So 2 of the birds at the bottom would be valid, even in this worst case scenario where both korbanos chatos' blood was applied to the top half. And one of the birds at the top half would definitely be valid because as a korban oila of the undefined pair. So that's how we get to half of the birds being valid, 3 out of 6 of them. The chatos shnayim b'chayva. And what happens if we have double the number of birds whose status has already been defined as a chatos than the birds whose status hasn't been defined? we'll take the simplest case where there are four birds which are korban chatas, two pairs, and there's one pair whose status hasn't been defined. And once again, the Kohen went ahead and applied the blood of half of the birds on the top half of the Mizbeach and half of the birds on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah says, "Aminu shebachoyv kosher." The number of birds whose status hasn't been defined is the number of birds who will be valid. Again, we have to be concerned for the worst case scenario, which is where all of the korbanos chatos's blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach. Now, here, there are more than half of the birds which are already defined as a korban chatos. So none of the birds in the top half of the Mizbeach would be valid in this worst case scenario. And however, in this worst case scenario, whatever happens, at least one of the birds whose blood was applied to the bottom of the Mizbeach is a bird which is defined as a korban chatos, because there are four such birds, which means that at least one of them must have been applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And that bird would be valid, and apart from that, there are now two remaining birds whose blood is applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Their status hasn't been defined, but one of them is supposed to be a chatos, one of them is supposed to be an oila, which means that one of them is indeed valid, one of them's blood belongs to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So even in this worst case scenario, one of the birds whose status has already been defined as a chatos would be valid, and one of the birds whose status hasn't yet been defined would also be valid, which is 2 out of 6, and 2 is indeed the number of birds whose status hasn't been defined, and that is the meaning of the Mishnah, that the same number of birds whose status hasn't been defined is the number of birds which will be valid. And now the Mishnah brings the three cases which have been discussed in this Mishnah, but this time for a korban oila. V'chein, oila shenis ora b'sot b'choivas, the same applies to a oila which got mixed up with a undefined pair. If they are an equal number, for example, there are two birds which are already an oila and two birds whose status hasn't been defined, then in kosher elamin oila shebachoiva, the number of oilois whose status hasn't been defined is the number of birds who will be valid, and that is 1/4. Like we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah, choiva shnayim ba'oila, if there are double the number of birds whose status hasn't been defined than birds whose status has been defined as an oila, for example, there are two korbanos oila and four birds whose status hasn't been defined, then mechsa kosher, mechsa pasul, half of the birds will be valid, half will not be valid, and oila shnayim b'choiva, if there are double the number of birds whose status has been defined as an oila than the birds whose status hasn't been defined yet, for example, there are four korbanos oila and two birds whose status hasn't been defined, haminin shebachoiva kosher, the number of birds whose status hasn't been defined is the number of birds who will be valid, and in that simplest case, that would mean that two of the birds would be valid. Mishnah Vav, Ha'ish Omra, a woman who states, she declares, Hari Olai Ken K'she'ilid Zohar, I am accepting upon myself to bring a voluntary pair of birds when I give birth to a male child. She is pregnant, and it was the common custom to make such vows of donating offerings, since anyway she's obligated to bring a number of offerings when she gives birth. It was common to make vows to bring additional voluntary offerings. That was supposed to be a merit for the child. And as we have learned already, when a voluntary pair of birds is bought as a korban, both of the birds are supposed to be a korban oila. Unlike the birds which are bought as part of an obligatory korban, one of the birds is a korban oila, one of them is a korban chatos. Now, a woman who gives birth, and she's not wealthy, she's not able to afford a real larger animal as a korban, she would bring two birds as her korban. Yolda Zohar, when this woman gives birth to a male child, Mavil Shtei Kinim, she's obligated to bring two pairs of birds, Achas Lenidra, one in fulfillment of her vow to bring a voluntary pair of birds, both of those would be a korban oila, and v'achas l'chayvasa, she's obligated to bring one pair of birds as her obligation, one of them is going to be an oila, one of them is going to be a korban chatos, nesanos mela koyein, so she gives them to the koyein, v'akoyein tzorich lasis sholish pridis menemalon, v'achas menematon, the koyein needs to apply the blood of three of those individual birds to the top half of the Mizbeach, and one of them to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Because three of them are an oila, and only one of them is a chatos, but lo yos hakein. In this case, the kohen didn't do so. Rather, ela ochzos shtayim lemalon or shtayim lematon. The kohen went ahead and applied the blood of two of the birds to the top half of the Mizbeach, and the blood of two of the birds to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, assumingly he thought that both of the pairs of birds which were being bought were an obligation. So that's how he applied the blood, and he didn't ask us what to do before he applied the blood. The question is, how many of these birds are going to be valid? The Mishnah says, Tzricha lahavi oid prida achas, she's obligated to bring one more individual single bird, v'yakriveno l'malon, and the Kohen should apply that blood to the top half of the Mizbeach. In other words, 3 out of 4 of those birds would be valid. Both of the birds whose blood was applied to the top are valid. That's where the blood was supposed to be applied. One of the birds whose blood was applied to the bottom half is also valid because it's supposed to be a korban chatos. And just there's one remaining oila whose blood was applied to the bottom half, and that's the one which is invalid. So they need to bring one more oila. Now the Mishnah adds that all of this is in a case where mimin echad, both pairs of birds were bought from the same type of bird. As we have seen already in the Masechta, there are 2 types of bird which can be bought as korbanos. One is a tar, one is a ben yoina. The important thing, however, is that both birds of each pair be from the same type of bird. Now what happens if out of these 4 birds, these 2 pairs that she bought for the Kohen to offer up, one of them was a pair of birds of Torin, and one of the pairs of birds was Bnei Yoina. Now, because the obligatory korban is considered more significant, we always understand that the first pair of birds that the Kohen offers up on the Mizbeach, that is the obligatory pair, where one is an Oila and one is a Chatos. Now, because that's the first korban which is bought, both of the birds are going to be valid. It's only really the last oila which is offered up and whose blood is applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach which is going to be invalid. The case under discussion is where the Kohen does not know which pair of birds he offered up first, whether it was the pair of Torin or the pair of Bnei Yoina, 2 different types of birds. Now, like we said, always the first pair that he bought, the Torah considers that to be the obligatory pair. That's always going to be the valid pair. Of the second pair, which is now supposed to be both oilos, since the blood of one of those birds is applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, that's going to be invalid. And like we saw, the woman will be obligated to bring a replacement oila whose blood would be applied to the top half of the Mizbeach. But in this case, we're not sure whether that oila was a tur or a benyoina. The chatos of that pair had already been offered up. So whatever that animal was, whichever type of bird the chatos was, the oila needs to be. And because we're not sure which bird it is, she would be obligated, Tovi Shtayim, she would be obligated to bring 2 additional birds. One would be a tar, one would be a ben yoina, and the blood of both of them would need to be applied to the top half of the Mizbeach, because after all, it is a oila. What happens in the next case, Perisha Nidra, when she made a vow to bring this voluntary pair of birds, she specified which type of bird she wants to bring, either a tar or a ben yoina, but later on she forgot. And she ended up bringing to the Kohen 2 pairs of birds of the same type. Once again, the first pair is going to be for obligation, and that's certainly valid. The second pair, since the Kohen applies the blood of one of them to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, so one of those birds is going to be invalid. So also need to bring a replacement bird as a oila. However, even if the Kohen would have done everything correctly and applied the blood of the second pair all to the top half of the Mizbeach, the woman would still be obligated to bring another 2 birds as an oila of the different type of bird, because she specified which type of bird she's going to bring and she can't remember which. Say, for example, she gave the Kohen 2 pairs of Torin. So however, regardless of how the Kohen applies the blood of the birds, she's obligated still to bring another 2 birds, which are Bnei Yoina, in case that's the type of bird that she specified in her vow. So the Mishnah says in total, Tzricha lahavi oid shalosh pridos, she's obligated to bring an additional 3 single birds, all of which are going to be an oila. 2 of them are going to be of the different type of bird that she didn't yet offer up, and 1 of them is going to be the same type of bird, because even if she did get it right, meaning her vow was for Torin, and that's indeed what was offered up, but now we run into the problem that 1 of them was invalidated by the Kohen applying the blood on the bottom half instead of the top half. Now this is all Mimin Echad if both of the pairs of birds which were in reality offered up by the Kohen were of the same type of bird. They were all Torin, but what happens if she gave the Kohen 2 different types of birds and the Kohen doesn't know which type of birds he offered up first? Now whichever type of bird the Kohen didn't offer up as the second pair, the woman is obligated to bring 2 such birds because she specified which type of bird she's going to bring in her vow and she's not sure what she specified. But since the Kohen could have bought the opposite, so she doesn't know which of those 2 birds she has to bring 2 of. and therefore Tovi Arba, she's obligated to bring four birds as a replacement to Tayrin and to Bnei Yaina, and all of them once again would be brought as a carbon oila whose blood needs to be applied to the top half of the Mizbeach. The next scenario is where, in addition to her specifying in her vow which type of bird she's going to bring as a voluntary carbon, Kov on Nidra, she also specified in her vow that she's fixing that voluntary pair of birds to her obligatory pair of birds that she needs to bring. That is to say that she wants her voluntary pair of oilos to be considered somewhat of an extension of her obligatory carbon. And the ramification of this is that it must be that the same type of bird which is brought for her obligation will be that same type of bird for her voluntary carbon. However, at the same time, she also specified which type of bird she's going to bring as her voluntary carbon. But if she ends up bringing her obligatory carbon as, let's say, Toirin, but she specified Bnei Yaina, it's not going to help to bring Bnei Yaina. She'll be obligated to bring Bnei Yaina because that's what she specified. But in order to have an extension of the bird carbonis which are in her obligation, she'll also need to bring two Toirin as an extension of the obligatory pair of birds. And the Mishnah says that if the Kohen applies the blood, half of it to the top half of the Mizbeach and half of the bird's blood to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, then Tzricha L'Havi Oid Chamesh Pridos, she would be obligated to bring an additional five single birds. And the Mishnah, as we're talking about a case where Mumin Echod, all of the four birds that the Kohen did offer up were from the same type, but she can't remember which type of bird she specified in her vow, which means, if, for example, the four birds that the Kohen offered up were Toirin, if she indeed did vow to bring Bnei Yaina, so she hasn't fulfilled that obligation yet. But in addition to that, it won't just help to bring two more Bnei Yaina now, because one of the birds which was offered up which the Kohen offered up on the bottom half was invalidated, which means that she didn't really end up bringing two oilos together with her obligatory carbon, because one of those two oilos was invalidated. And because of this special addition to her vow that she's going to bring two carbonis oila together with her obligatory carbon, that means that both animals, both carbonis that she brings, have to be valid at the time. She has to bring them together with the oila of her obligatory carbon. So if one of those oilos was invalidated, she now has to bring both of those oilos again, as well as the oila that she brought in her obligatory carbon, she has to bring that again as well, in order that she bring all three of those oilos together. In other words, there's really two parts to her obligation over here to bring five birds. One is she has to bring two Bnei Yaina, in case that's what she specified, and Bnei Yaina were not yet offered up. In addition to that, she has to bring three Toirin, because her obligatory carbon was a pair of Toirin, and she vowed to bring two oilos together with her obligatory oila of the same type, number one, and number two at the same time, all together. And therefore she'd have to bring three toirin now in order to fulfill that obligation of bringing the same type of animal together with that bird itself, which was bought as an obligation. Mishnei Minin, what happens if the Kohen bought two different birds, and this means that we're not sure whether the obligatory carbon was of Toirin or Bnei Yaina. So now, quite simply, Tovi Shei, she has to bring six carbonis because she has to do this process of three oilos together twice. That means she has to bring two oilos as her voluntary carbon, and she has to bring it together with the oila of her obligatory carbon. And she just does that with a chatos and an oila, so that equals six altogether. What happens if Nesanosim LaKohen, she originally gave her four birds to a Kohen for him to offer up, but it is unknown, she's forgotten which type of birds she gave him. It could be she gave him one pair of Toirin, one pair of Bnei Yaina, or two pairs of Toirin, two pairs of Bnei Yaina, she can't remember. And Honach HaKohen V'Asa, the Kohen went ahead and offered up those four birds, and it's not known how he processed those carbonis, whether he applied the blood of all of the birds to the top half of the Mizbeach, to the bottom half, or half-half, we don't know, and he's not available, we can't ask him. In other words, we have no idea how the birds were offered up, and which birds were offered up. Tzricha L'Havi Oid Arba Pridos, she's obligated to bring another four single birds, L'Nidra, for her vow, meaning to make sure that she definitely fulfills her obligation of bringing two carbonis oila. She needs to bring two Tyrin and two Bnei Yoina. An additional two carbonized oila in order to make sure that she brings her oila of her obligatory carbon. And once again, she has to bring a tar and a ben yoino because she's not sure at which birds the koyein offered up. And if the carbon chatos, if the obligatory pair of birds that the koyein offered up was of a particular bird, so that chatos was fully valid. Just that the oila which was offered up wasn't necessarily valid because that has to be brought together with the two voluntary oilas that she's bringing, and we don't know if those were offered up in a valid fashion. So she needs to bring the oila of her obligatory pair, and it has to be the same bird as the chatos, and she doesn't know what bird the chatos was offered up as, and therefore she has to bring two birds, one a tur, one a benyoina, for her obligatory pair. And that's for the oilos, and as well as that, the chatos achas, she's obligated to bring one carbon chatos bird, and because we learnt in the second perek, at least according to one opinion, that which type of bird is dependent upon the carbon chatos, and even if the chatos is the one which is brought later on, that's the one which fixes which type of bird this pair needs to be. So it doesn't matter if she only brings one carbon chatos, because that's the one which decides which type of bird it's going to be. However, Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Shtei Chatois, she's obligated to bring two different Chatois, one as a Tor, one as a Ben Yoina, because Ben Azai's opinion in the previous Perek is that whichever member of the pair was offered up first is the one which defines which type of bird is going to be used for this pair. So since it could be that the Oila which was offered up was valid and the Chatos wasn't, and the Chatos is the second bird being offered up, so the type of bird that the chatos needs to be has already been defined based on which bird the oila that was offered up was. And if according to Ben Azai, she has to bring two chatois, one as a tor, one as ben yoina, in order to ensure that she definitely fulfills her obligation with the correct types of birds. Rabbi Yeshua said, Zeu she'omru, this is what they said, k'sheu chai kole echod, when it is alive, we're referring to a sheep, when a sheep is alive, it produces one sound, chshu meis, but when a sheep dies, kolei shiva, its sound is seven. Meaning, keta kolei shiva, in what way is the sound of a sheep once it's dead seven? Because there are seven different instruments which can be made and produced from this sheep. Shtei kainov, its two horns, can be used to produce shtei chatzotzreis, two trumpets or two shofars. Shtei sheikov, the two thighs, or at least part of the bones which make up the thigh, shnei chalilim, can be used to make two flutes, oiro letoif, its skin can be used to produce a drum, meovlin volim, parts of the stomach area of the animal can be used to make lyres, which is some sort of stringed instrument, b'nei meovlin chinoiris, this refers to other parts of the digestive system, possibly the intestines, they can be used as part of the making of harps. And likewise, this woman, although she originally obligated herself to bring only four carbonis, because of the mistakes that were made and her forgetting and not being able to find out how the kohen processed the carbonis, she ends up needing to bring seven different additional animals. The Yesh Omrim, and there are those who say that after Samar L'Tcheles, you can also count the fact that the wool of the sheep goes towards making wool, and the Kohen Gadol, at the bottom of the robe that he wore, there were bells attached, and they were attached to the wool at the bottom of the robe. So that didn't, although the wool didn't make the sound, but it did possibly affect the sound which the bells produced, and therefore that can also be counted as an eighth sound which the sheep sort of causes once it is dead, and this corresponds to Ben Azai's opinion that she needs to bring a second Korban Chatas, thus needing to bring eight different carbonos, which is like the eight sounds, according to this second opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Akasha Omer, ends off the Masechta, Rabbi Shimon ben Akasha says, Zikne Am Ha'aretz, kol zman shemazkinin, taitu mitarefes aleihen, ignorant people, as they get older, they get more confused. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Meis yosof lo ne'emonim, Hashem removes the language, the ability to speak properly of those who had no issue with this previously, the tam zakenim yikoch, and the taste of old people he takes away. Possibly tam also refers to one's reasoning, one's logic, his mental capability. Aval zikne Torah einokain, but those who get older in Torah, people who have acquired Torah wisdom, it's the opposite. Ela kolzman shmazkinin, the older they get, daitun mishasheves aleihen, their wisdom becomes more settled with them and their understanding increases. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vishishim chokma," amongst old people, wisdom can be found. "Ve'erchon tavuna," and with those who have lived out many days, is understanding. And with this beautiful statement about Torah and those who learn Torah, we, Baruch Hashem, have reached the end of Maseches Kinim and the end of Seder Kodshim, Sorry Maseches Kinim. Hadron Aloch Seder Kodshim, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.